Good morning to all of you. It's good to see you on the last Sunday of the month of May. Lord willing, tomorrow we'll be moving into June. And of course, school is over now, and activities of summertime begin tomorrow with the camp program. But I want to draw your attention as we begin our service today and our call to worship to two verses of Scripture in Psalm 119. We're doing a call to worship series related to this phrase, "Teach me thy statutes." And I want to read two verses, verses 25 and 26. "My soul cleaveth unto the dust. Quicken thou me according to thy word," or "make me alive according to thy word. I have declared my ways, and thou heardest me. Teach me thy statutes." And a very interesting phrase here as the psalmist compares his life to, "My soul cleaveth unto the dust. I feel like I'm dying," basically, is the idea behind this Hebrew phrase. My soul cleaveth to the dust. We're all moving to that day that one day we will return to dust, is the picture here. "Make me alive according to thy word. I have declared my ways, and thou heardest me. Teach me thy statutes." Lord, I've told you my desires. We often talk to the Lord, do we not? We share with him our deepest desires, our desire for him to undertake for a situation. Lord, I've declared those all to you. Now, Lord, I come to the place where I want you to teach me your statutes. As we said on Wednesday night, statutes are the underpinnings of a law. They are all the pieces that must come together to make a law work. And that's the idea behind this. So many times we pray, and sometimes we pray and are desirous for God's will to be done. Sometimes we pray because we just want certain things, and we want God to get behind us and do that. And sometimes the things that we desire are not part of God's plan. They're not part of God's will. And so he says, "I've made this known to you, Lord, but above all that, in all of my asking, and in my situation where I feel like I'm dying and I'm seeking my face to help me, to be strengthened in that, Lord, you teach me your statutes." That is the highest spiritual plane that a believer can walk on in this world. I'm convinced of that. To come to the place where you say, "Lord, I desire to continue on, but Lord, you teach me your statutes. You teach me what you want me to know." That's a difficult place to come to many times for folks, because we want to be able to continue on. We want to be able to do certain things. We want to be able to have certain things. But sometimes God says, "You know what? My statutes are more important than what you want. My statutes are more important." We've learned this in Sunday school over the past several Sundays with Noah. When God told Noah to build an ark to the saving of his house, can you only imagine what he was thinking? "Lord, what's rain? Never had rain before. It never rained on the earth before. What's a flood? There's never been a flood before." God was telling him things that in his experience he knew nothing about. And God was telling him, "Believe me, let me teach you my statutes." And so he took a hammer and wooden pegs and he began to do a work for 120 years of building an ark to the saving of his house for something that he had never seen before, something he had never experienced before. God was what? Teaching Noah his statutes so that Noah could teach God's statutes to his wife and to his family, so that the eight of them, which would eventually come, there would be those boys getting married, they would have their wives with them, they would all be able to gather into that ark, and when the door was sealed, they would experience something they've never had experienced before nor would ever experience again: a universal flood as God poured out his judgment upon the earth. Sometimes God will have you go through things you don't understand, you've never heard of. The question is, do you cry out with the psalmist, "Lord, teach me thy statutes"? If you want to walk closely with the Lord, that's where it starts, right there. "Lord, right now, it just seems like that I'm closer to the dust than I am to life. Lord, I've declared my desires to you. Now, what's the rest of it? Teach me thy statutes." A lot of people put a period at the end. "I've told you all my desires, period." That's not good enough in the Christian life. teach me thy statutes. I want to learn what you want to teach me and all of this. May God give us that kind of spirit and attitude in our walk.